Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian Costin joins us again on WGN Radio. This is an interesting story. He is the state director of something called Americans for Prosperity. Brian, what is that organization? What is Americans for Prosperity?
Yeah, we're a grassroots organization that has chapters in 35 states. We're here in Illinois, and we fight things like corporate welfare, which the Bears are looking for a beggar's handout.
Headline in the Tribune today says, Koch-backed group eyes law that may impact plans, and then there's a picture of you. You saw that story in picture, right?
I did.
It just makes you wonder if this is really a grassroots effort or if this is some rich advocacy group that's trying to manipulate the story. What do you say to that?
Well, we're not the ones asking for any money. That's the Chicago Bears. And we collected petitions from over 650 residents of the village of Arlington Heights to ban corporate welfare in the town. Now, basically what we want is for people to be treated equally before the law. What can be more American than that?
It says here 72% of the respondents supported the Bears' move to the village, but 68% in your survey opposed the use of public money to bring them to Arlington Heights. So 68% want no money to help the team in any fashion. According to your survey, the team says they'll build the stadium themselves, but they want help with tax increment financing or other ways from the public to help with the rest of the development. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that's their position right now. And if they want to build a stadium at Arlington Park without any taxpayer subsidies, we say absolutely go for that. But if they're saying that they can't build the rest of the development profitably without government handouts, then maybe they shouldn't. They're not a real estate developer. They don't even own their own home. They haven't lived in their own stadium in 100 years. They've been in a publicly financed stadium for the last 50 years where they only pay a fraction of the mortgage and they don't even pay property taxes. They have no competence whatsoever in being a real estate developer. And if they say they can't do it profitably, we should believe them.
You know, I understand the principle, and I think most people are behind it. We hate the idea of financing millionaires and billionaires, vanity projects, or sports franchises. But I wish I had a time machine that could catapult us into the future, and I would be able to see what the impact was in the community, the traffic, the parking, and also the receipts, because it's quite possible that in the future, people are going to love it, that it would work out well, and that it would be money well spent by the village of Arlington Heights. It seems to me that that's entirely possible.
Well, if you're thinking about a dream state in the future, I would suggest the dream that would be much better for the taxpayers is something like what happened at Wrigley Field. That is a privately owned stadium. The Chicago Cubs pay property taxes on it. They didn't ask for a single dime of taxpayer money when they made their renovations to the neighborhood and the stadium itself. That's what good development looks like. This is not what the Bears are after. They are after a handout of taxpayer money so that they can make themselves richer. It's not about fairness. It's not about equality. It's not about doing what's in the best interest of the taxpayers. It's about their own selfish interests.
So the village has got a $118,000 contract to hire a consultant to do a sort of a fiscal and market analysis, right?
Yes. And at the meeting where they approved that, we asked if there was an opportunity where expert witnesses from local colleges who study sports stadium and TIF development research, if they would be able to comment as a part of that process. They refused to answer that. So we think that this is a closed-minded approach, and it's a rubber stamp for what they really want to do.
So $118,000 of public dollars have already been spent then, or have been allocated, right?
Well, not exactly. The Bears are financing the study and the negotiation of public subsidies through some money that they gave the Village of Arlington Heights.
Fair enough, then. This is also in the paper today, and I'm vaguely familiar with this. The petition that you passed needed 546 signatures, or 1% of the voting population of the village, to be submitted to the village board. If the board rejects your proposed ordinance, then the petition organizers may try to get 12% of the village voting population to sign on and force a referendum onto the ballot. And would that referendum ask whether or not tax dollars should be used to finance the rest of the development?
Yes, it would affect all of Arlington Heights, and it would ban corporate welfare programs across the board. We don't just want to target the Chicago Bears. I'm a Bears fan. I don't have a vendetta against them. But we think that this is the only community in the state of Illinois that has a provision like this. It was actually introduced 40 years ago by former Governor Pat Quinn, who was part of the group that brought that to Arlington Heights. And so we hope to bring that before the voters at a future election.
It does sound very Pat Quinney, but you know, the business of helping businesses locate to communities is almost always done this way, with some exceptions. And you make your case for maybe how the Ricketts poured private money. I'm sure there were some public dollars, but I know that was largely on their dime. I'm not sure how much help the casino is going to get, but Lincoln Yards and other projects will benefit private contractors with public dollars. That's just the way business gets done these days. What do you say to that?
That's the way that's the Chicago way. That's the Illinois way, but that's not the right way. We need to unify as a state where everyone is in the same boat. Instead of individual parties or small interest groups fighting for their small slice of the pie and getting their own special deal, we need to fight cronyism and corruption.
Let me ask you this, Brian. I'm cutting you off only because I'm out of time and I wanted to get your response to one other question. I take your answer, though. And that is, if it did become a referendum and the people voted to, in fact, endorse helping the Bears and their project, I guess you would stand by that, right? I mean, the people would at least get a chance to speak.
Yeah, we believe in democracy, and we would accept the results of an election like that.
Brian Costin is the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Illinois. It's nice to talk to you, Brian. We'll do it again another day.
Sounds great.